American Language Course, Book 23, Tape 3C. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 3C. Look at Figure 1. These are sentences which have the suffix WARD. Repeat the sentences.
Number 1. They traveled northward, hoping to find cooler weather. Number 2. In the fall, many birds fly southward. Number 3. The river flows eastward from the mountains. Number 4. The family moved westward after the father lost his job. Number 5. The car was parked in the driveway. Before it rolled backwards into the street. Number 6. The arrow points upward. Number 7. We went to the movie, and afterwards we got something to eat. Number 8. The ship sailed landward after the storm. Number 9. Move the car about 2 feet forward. Number 10. There's more grass on the windward side of the mountain.
Now look at Figure 2. Listen to a word. Add the suffix WARD to it, and write the new word on the line. Then repeat the sentence. Listen to the example.
4.
After adding the suffix, we get the word forward. Repeat.
It's time to move forward. Number 1. Listen and write. Back. The answer is backward or backwards. Repeat. Children like to walk backwards. Number 2. Listen and write. After. The answer is afterward or afterwards. Repeat. We can go to the movies now and eat afterwards. Number 3. Listen and write. East. The answer is eastward. Repeat. This year, the family wants to travel eastward. Number 4. Listen and write. Up. The answer is upward. Repeat. The arrow points upward to the clouds. Number 5. Listen and write. South. The answer is southward. Repeat. Many people from the north move southward in the winter.
Go to figure 3. Repeat the words with the E-R-N suffix and the sentences.
Number 1. Northern. Northern. He is from the northern part of the state. Number 2. Southern. Southern. Helen likes southern cooking. Number 3. Eastern. Eastern. The red light in the eastern sky brightened the housetops. Number 4. Western. Western. The western branch of the company is the larger one. Number 5. Northeastern. Northeastern. They have traveled a lot in the northeastern part of the country. Number 6. Northwestern. Northwestern. There are large forest areas in the northwestern states. Number 7. Southeastern. Southeastern. Hawaii is the southeastern island and the largest of the Hawaiian Islands. Number 8. Southwestern. Southwestern. The southwestern deserts are beautiful.
Now look at figure 4. Listen to part of a sentence. Choose A or B to complete the sentence correctly.
Number 1. The rivers in this area flow. Number 2. The population is more dense in. Number 3. They came to the States from Europe. They traveled. Number 4. He is from. Number 5. We enjoy eating. Number 6. The most effective branch of the business is.
Let's check your answers.
Number 1 is B. Repeat. The rivers in this area flow eastward to the sea. Number 2 is B. Repeat. The population is more dense in the northeastern states. Number 3 is A. Repeat. They came to the States from Europe. They traveled westward. Number 4 is B. Repeat. He is from a western state. Number 5 is B. Repeat. We enjoy eating southern food. Number 6 is A. Repeat. The most effective branch of the business is the northern one.
Look at figure 5. Listen and repeat the dialogues. Number 1.
Do you know where our instructor lives?
Yes, I do. I visited him one time. He has a ranch north of San Antonio. Number 2. I don't know how to get to the zoo, do you?
I was told I could take the Broadway bus from downtown and to ask the driver to let me off close to the zoo.
Number 3.
Which route did they take to drive to Chicago?
They went up through Dallas, Little Rock, and Memphis. Then they drove north through St. Louis and Springfield. And into Chicago. Number 4. Can you direct me to the bank here on the base?
Yes, it's on the other side of Military Highway. Cross at the Selfridge Road gate, past the credit union, and turn left in front of the commissary. The bank is just beyond it on the right.
Now look at figure 6. Look at the map of Arizona. Listen and answer the questions.
Number 1. In what part of the state is the Grand Canyon? Repeat. The Grand Canyon is in the northwestern part of the state. Number 2. How can you get to the Grand Canyon from Phoenix? Repeat. Go north on Highway 17 to Highway 89. Through Flagstaff to the Grand Canyon. Number 3. How do you get to Phoenix from Tucson? Repeat. Go northward on Highway 10 to get from Tucson to Phoenix. Number 4. What interstate highway in the north goes across the state from east to west? Repeat. Interstate Highway 40 goes from east to west in the northern part of the state. Number 5. Where is Lake Mead? Repeat. Lake Mead is between Nevada and Arizona. Thank you. Now look at Figure 7. Listen to statements, then make questions using the words in Figure 7.
Number 1. There is a good Mexican restaurant downtown.
Repeat. Where is it located?
Number 2. You want to visit the museum.
Repeat. Yes, can you tell me?
How I can get there?
Number 3. We are going to the bank.
Repeat. Are you going to the one on base?
Or the one off base?
Number 4. I know where a good garage is.
Repeat. Can you direct me to it?
I need to get my car fixed.
Number 5. I like to eat seafood.
Repeat. Do you know where they serve good seafood?
Look at the map in Figure 8. Listen to the dialogue. From the dialogue, determine the buildings they're talking about. Then write the letter of the building next to the name of the place in the key. Read the key now. Now listen to the dialogue.
Tell me all about your trip, Sandy.
Oh, it was wonderful. I stayed with my friends in a small town outside of San Francisco.
Did you like San Francisco?
Seeing San Francisco was great, but we did a lot of things right in Mill Valley. Look at this map. We went to the museum here on Fir and First Streets the first day I was there. After we left the museum, we walked southward on First to Elm. And then eastward on Elm to the library on the corner of Elm and Second. Then we were both hungry. So we walked southward on 2nd to Oak. And stopped at the Blue Plate Cafe for a light lunch. We went into San Francisco for dinner that evening.
What did you do the second day?
Again, we stayed in Mill Valley. They have a nice mall between 2nd and 3rd on Elm Street, so we shopped most of the day. That evening, we went to a nightclub on 3rd and Fir that was really nice.
What did you do the rest of the week?
We went to the train station at 4th and Oak every morning, travel to a different place each day. It was really a great vacation.
Listen to the dialogue again and check your answers.
Tell me all about your trip, Sandy.
Oh, it was wonderful. I stayed with my friends in a small town outside of San Francisco.
Did you like San Francisco?
Seeing San Francisco was great, but we did a lot of things right in Mill Valley. Look at this map. We went to the museum here on Fir and First Streets the first day I was there. After we left the museum, we walked southward on First to Elm, and then eastward on Elm to the library on the corner of Elm and Second. Then we were both hungry, so we walked southward on Second to Oak, and stopped at the Blue Plate Cafe for a light lunch. We went into San Francisco for dinner that evening.
What did you do the second day?
Again, we stayed in Mill Valley. They have a nice mall between 2nd and 3rd on Elm Street. So we shopped most of the day. That evening, we went to a nightclub on 3rd and Fir that was really nice.
What did you do the rest of the week?
We went to the train station at 4th and Oak every morning and traveled to a different place each day. It was really a great vacation.
Look at the key and check your answers.
The museum is letter A. The nightclub is letter E. The Blue Plate Cafe is letter C. The library is letter B. The train station is letter F. The mall is letter D.
This is the end of tape 3C, book 23.